This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Every day, you produce 1 to 2 liters of spit. It kickstarts digestion and helps you swallow, and it helps prevent bacterial infection in your mouth.
But that still seemed like a lot of energy put into something if it's only going to do that small task.
Esther Bullitt, a biophysicist at the Boston University School of Medicine.
And we wondered whether there was something else that it was doing as well, that maybe it had a farther reach than just preventing infections in your mouth.
So she and her team looked farther down the pipes at whether certain proteins in spit might also disrupt the work of bad bugs in the gut. They grew cells taken from the small intestine of a 51-year-old woman. They also grew a batch of pathogenic E. coli bacteria, the kind that cause traveler's diarrhea. The E. coli have little hair-like extensions on them, called pili, that grab onto the intestinal cells. But fewer of the E. coli were able to successfully attach to the intestinal cells when a particular saliva protein, called histatin 5, was hanging around. You might think of the E. coli like pirate ships, trying to dock at a port. What the histatin 5 does is stop the pirate ships, the bad bugs, from using their ropes, the pili, to dock.
Because if you can't bind, then you can't start an infection. So no adhesion, no infection, no disease.
The study is in the Journal of Infectious Diseases. The salivary protein can be chemically synthesized, stored as a powder, and dissolved in water. And presumably the resulting liquid is safe.
You know that your body tolerates it because you swallow 1 to 2 liters of it every day.
No word yet on whether it might someday be available at the drugstore. But the good news is, you're already swallowing some right now. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.